In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Please be advised. This episode contains explicit language, scenes of sexual assault, violence, and other dangerous situations. Not advised for children under the age of 17. Q-Code presents Baraska, created by Rebecca Klingel, starring and produced by Cole Sprouse.
You see anything?
I think I see a sign.
What does it say?
Not much anymore. The letters are rotting off. Looks like it used to say Drisking Underground Mine, though. All that's left is the S-K-I-N-N-D-M-I-N.
You gotta be kidding me.
What?
It says skinned men.
Oh, fuck right off.
There's cars behind that building.
Yeah, I see them.
Recognize any?
Not really. They're all trucks. That one on the end, though. That looks like it might be a police cruiser.
Do you recognize those guys?
I can only see one of them. Holy shit. He's one of the new Butler County deputies.
Of course he fucking is.
I can't see the other one, but it sounds like Ramirez. What are they carrying?
Fuck, it looks like a body.
Stop. It's not Kimber. Look at the hair.
Oh shit. Oh fuck. That girl is dead, isn't she?
She looks dead.
Where are they taking her?
Inside that barn building thing.
What is that? Is that a machine?
Welcome to your date, Blondie. Your prince awaits.
What the fuck?
Let me introduce you to the shiny gentleman. Don't worry. He'll take good care of you. You can do the honors, newbie.
Such chivalry, Ramirez.
Throw it.
Just fed her in like me.
Jesus.
Ever since I was born, I've heard that scream, and it was...
It's gotta be some sort of machine that grinds ore, right? You think? Or a smelter or something?
There's nothing left of her.
She's just fucking gone.
Well, what'd you think?
I think I'm deaf.
About the shiny gentleman, asshole.
I said I think it's fucking loud.
It takes a lot to grind a human down to this shit. The bones are the hard part.
What was that one's name again?
Hannah, Hilda, does it matter?
Just curious. Who replaced this one?
No idea. It's not our job to know. Come on. We did what the boss asked. Now we gotta get back down the hill.
What about the rest of this shit? The leftover parts that just got spat out on the floor?
Leave it. We usually let the powder pile up a little and then blow it down the mountain.
Dude, that was fucked.
Come on.
Stop. Jesus. Wait until the car's out of sight at least.
All right, they're gone. Get off me.
Fine. Stay low. I have no idea where she is, if she's still in there.
She's here.
Maybe we should just go back to Drisking and get more people. Or maybe we can find a gun or...
No, fuck you. You can go back to town if you want. I'm not leaving this place without Kay.
Dude, neither of our phones have service up here. We need to be smart about this or we could all get killed.
I'm not leaving without Kimber. You go back.
Okay. Fine. But we do this smart. We sneak in. We find Kimber. We sneak her out. They can't see us.
We don't even know that anyone else is here.
Then when we get back, we call the FBI or CIA or whatever.
Okay, fine. Let's go.
Kyle, We still don't know what we're going to find in those other two buildings.
I have an idea.
Let's run for the closest one, the big one.
What's in there? Who's in there, Sam?
People. I don't know what's happening to them.
It's people. It was always people. Skinned men, the shiny gentlemen. All the monsters are people.
And all their fucking victims. No, don't stand up. Jesus, we don't know who else is here. Let's go that way, around to the right.
Okay.
Do you need a second? Hey, your rib. It looks like you're hurting.
Fuck my rib. I don't care. Let's go.
No! Kyle, wait! Wait a minute, please. We have to be smart. Fuck! Kyle?
Come here. You gotta see this.
It's hell in here.
It's water. Fucking pallets of it.
Canned food and medical shit? This looks like a doomsday prepper's wet dream.
Why? Why do they need all of this? Come on, we gotta find Kimber.
Hey, Kyle. Whatever we find in there, on the other side of this door, whoever we find, we have to keep it together so we can get out of here with Kimber.
I know. Come on.
I don't know what any of this is. Holy shit.
No! No!
What is this, Sam?
I don't know. I don't know. There's gotta be 30 girls in here.
Why are they all tied to the beds? What are they doing to them? Why do some of them look so...
I think they're pregnant. Kyle, we have to help them.
Kimber's not here. There's more ruins. We gotta get her first.
Fuck!
Please, don't leave me here. I wanna go home.
I won't. I'm sorry. I have to get my friend first. I'll send the cops back.
No.
I'll come back for you, I swear. I'll send the FBI or the army. I'll help you, I promise. I'll send help for everyone, I swear. Phoebe.
Oh, hey, kid. You want to turn?
Get off her. Get off her!
All right. Hold your horses. She ain't going nowhere. But I do like your enthusiasm. This one turn you down at school, kid?
Sam! Sam!
You can stay, but I'm afraid your friend has to go.
I will. Oh my God. Oh my God, Kimber. Is she okay? Are you okay? Why isn't she answering me?
She's fucking drugged, man. Now help me.
She's got belts on her wrists and ankles.
Yeah, help me take them off. Get her ankles, man.
Okay, fuck. Okay. What happened to her?
I can't think about that right now.
I can't get it. My hands are shaking too much. Fuck!
Move!
Oh, boys, I know where you are, and I know right where they put that girl.
Hurry up, Kyle.
Get her up, get up. Let's go, let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gay. I'm sorry.
Get the other arm. We're going toward the door. It goes outside.
Dude, your ribs.
Just fucking go, Sam.
Knock, knock, here I come.
Dude, what are you doing? Just stop stopping. Let's go. What are you... Oh, shit. I can't stay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've got to get Kimber away.
Just go.
I'm sorry.
Here, take the keys. Get her out of here.
Please, come with us.
You know I can't.
You know, dying up here would be a real pussy move.
I know. Good luck, Kyle.
Good luck, brother.
Hey, Whit. What'd they do to you? You don't even want to look at me. It's Sam. It's your shitty brother, remember?
I'm not sure she remembers her own name.
What the fuck did you do to her? She won't even look at me.
I guess you'd have to ask her handler.
What kind of sick shit is this?
The family business.
What's wrong with her? Why is she so bloated? Her hair is so fucking thin, she's...
At a loss for words? Yeah, I would imagine this must be pretty overwhelming. She ain't bloated. She's pregnant. Like half the other girls in here. Though this is probably her last run, though, because she's been putting out some shit babies.
What the fuck are you doing to her?
Me? Nothing. Also, Cleary is already out looking for your friend. People make a lot of noise coming off this mountain, trust me. We always knew where you and Landy were. I know you wanted them to get away, but there's just no sense in false hope, is there?
You don't know Kyle.
Don't need to know him now.
He'll get her out.
No one gets out except through the gentleman. She'll be coming back to the stables, believe me. We've had runners before. They never get down the mountain. The woods are too full.
Whitney, come on, get up.
So you want to know what this is?
Whitney.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Why bother? One, because your reaction will be funny. And two, because I'm damn proud of it. You see, this business isn't just some two-bit whorehouse.
No, this is kidnapping and rape. That's not a business.
Oh, of course it's a business. But we don't sell pussy. We sell babies. See, we breed these fillies.
Whitney, come on.
You wouldn't believe how much money is in this industry. You see, my daddy was a smart man. Before I was born, we were dirt poor just like everybody else in Driskin. Out of work miners like everybody else. But my daddy was smarter than everybody else. See, he needed money to fight the city on the McCaskey case, but we had nothing of value to sell. And then he realized we did. People are still worth money, and the overhead to make them is very low. So he sold my newly born older brother to some rich couple for $5,000. And then he found some shit out. He found out that there are people that are willing to pay five figures for a newborn, even back then. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Would you just move them gams over a bit? They don't all have their limbs restrained, trust me. This one isn't going anywhere. I don't even need a gun to have her obedience. But I do, of course. Desert Eagle. Doesn't even need a silencer up here. Try to understand, Sammy, from a business point of view, we're also ethical. It's not just about the money. We use these stables for the community services, too. Lots of people in the town come to us for offspring. Ever since everybody in the town became infertile, which was honestly just a stroke of luck on Dad's part.
Why are you telling me all this shit?
Because it's hilarious to watch your face. And because I really get a chance to brag about my empire. You know, we're not exactly paying taxes, you know?
I don't know. And I don't care. I'm getting bored. So just fucking kill me already. I know you're going to. Just get it over with.
Kill you? Oh, Christ, kid, if I could have killed you, I already would have. Unfortunately, you see, I'm not allowed to kill you.
Just kill me and let her go. Fuck! I'll kill myself if you let her go. Just do something, you pussy!
I can't let her go, you shit. She's got one of the community service babies in her. Grace says she's got another week or two to go tops, and then she's done. And she's got a date with a shiny gentleman.
I'll kill you first!
One second, kid. I gotta take this.
Yep. Right now. I'm handling it.
We gotta go. We gotta go, Whitney. We can't stay here, Whitney. They're gonna fucking kill you. Whitney, please!
Yep. Later.
Kyle.
You lose something, Prescott?
Where's the girl?
Hell if I know. And he won't talk. How you doing, Sammy?
God damn it, Claire. You gonna fuck us? Get out there and find that girl!
Now you listen here, you little shit. I ain't your fucking errand boy, and I don't have all fucking day to play hide-and-seek in the woods. And I'm telling you, she wasn't with the kid, so I guess if you want to know where she is, you should get it out of him!
I gotta do your fucking job now?
I ain't so feisty now, are you, Landy? He nearly got the jump on me. Might have gotten me too, but he can't lift his arm for shit. Seems like somebody already went at him.
You have to go. Go, Sam. Go.
It's too late. Stop! He's not gonna tell you shit!
Where's your girlfriend, Landy?
I'm gonna kill you.
Well, you're not really in a position to do that.
Might as well tell him, kid. He can do this all day.
Stop!
Now, where do you think you're going?
Get off me!
Tell me where you sent her, you little cunt.
You're fucking killing him!
Pistol whipping him won't do shit, Prescott. Have your fun, but except he ain't gonna tell you nothing.
Oh, he's gonna tell me.
Stop, stop, fucking stop, please! You're fucking killing him!
So?
Last chance, Landy. Where is she? Fuck you. I guess it's gonna be a closed casket then.
Wait! Ah! No. Fuck.
Give me a cigarette.
You cheap fuck. Jesus. What a mess.
What are we gonna do about that girl?
You don't worry about that. We'll find her. Always do.
What if she calls the feds?
Happens occasionally. Don squashes it.
We need her back.
We'll get her back.
What will we do about this, then? He might still be alive. It's hard to tell.
Take your friend and go, Sammy.
Fuck that! Landy's headed into Shiny Gentleman. That's protocol.
You want to clean this mess up, Prescott? The paperwork, the parents? Everybody knew this was coming, but the plan had a lot more finesse than this shit.
Nobody expected them to actually find the fucking place.
One day we're gonna find out how that happened. But we got other shit to do today.
Kyle!
He can't hear you, kid.
Kyle!
Get moving, Sammy. We got a lot of shit to do.
I'm not leaving without my sister.
Well, we already sold that baby in us, so yeah, you are.
No.
You want to save this jackass's life? He ain't dead yet, but he will be soon. There you go. Take my truck. See, I'm a nice guy. Rode off the mountains back by the refinery.
I'm gonna come back for you, Whitney. I promise. I fucking swear I will.
Damn, you might have broken his neck, Jim. His head is like a ball on a string.
Remember, kid, the woods are full. They're always full.
Ugh! Dumb idiot. Why'd you have to antagonize that fuck? Kyle, please, please give me a sign you're not dead. I'm sorry, fuck. I'm sorry, please don't be fucking dead. Okay, you're gonna be okay. It's okay. You got her out. You did it. They didn't find her. She's safe. Fuck, I'm sorry, Kyle, fuck. It was your fault. It was them. Fuck, it was always them. Look at these fucks on their ATVs. I'll run over every fucking one of you. Just a few miles, Kyle. Hold on. Drisking General, it's like 15 or 20 minutes depending on where we come out. Just hold on. They'll fix you and we'll go find Kimber. Wherever you put her, I know she's safe and we'll all move to fucking Canada or something. Please, please just don't die.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
My friend is dying! Get doctors, please! He's fucking hurt, please!
What happened to him?
It's Jimmy Prescott. He beat the shit out of him. He tried to kill him. Call the cops. No, call my dad.
What's his name?
Kyle Landy.
We've got him. Why don't you go call your dad? Amelia, let's get the car.
Ma'am, have you...
I told you, young man, I can't release any information to you. Now his mother is on her way. If she chooses to share with you, that's fine.
Please, just tell me if he's alive.
I will not be telling you anything. Just because you brought him here doesn't make you any less responsible.
What?
Where's my son? How is he? Kyle Landy.
Yes, all right, Miss Landy. Please come with me. You sit down and wait for the police to arrive.
What the fuck do you mean, the police?
Sam! Sam! How could you do this? How could you do this? He loved you like a brother.
I didn't do this. Prescott did this.
Oh, you lie. How could you be here right now? How could you stand in this room knowing that he's dying because of you? Get out! Get out!
All right. We're gonna sort this out, Anne.
He tried to kill my son.
No, I fucking didn't.
It's okay. Breathe. I just talked to the surgeon. Kyle is alive. He's okay. We're gonna sort this out.
Take him. Take Sam and put him in prison!
I didn't touch Kyle. It was Jimmy Prescott and Cleary.
Sam, shut your fucking mouth.
Did you hear what I just said?
Arrest him. Do your goddamn job, Sheriff.
Sam, let's go.
I said arrest him! He tried to kill my son! Arrest him right now!
I didn't...
Not a fucking word, son. Go downstairs and wait in my car.
I didn't do anything!
Move your fucking ass, Sam!
I don't give a shit if he is your son, Graham. He is an animal!
We are going to investigate what we know and what we don't.
Who's Kyle? Dad, I need to know.
You don't need to know anything.
Cleary and Jimmy Prescott did this. There's women on the mountain. They have them tied to beds. They're raping them.
Not another fucking word.
They're kidnapping women. That's where all the missing people go. That's where Kimber was.
You beat Kyle almost to death.
Are you fucking listening to me?
We still don't know if he's gonna make it, Sam. How the fuck am I supposed to keep you out of prison for murder? Your mother can't lose both of her children.
I didn't touch Kyle.
Everyone in fucking town knows you two had a falling out.
Did you hear what I said? About the girls? Are you gonna file a police report? Get statements? Go up there? Don't you wanna know who did this? Does anyone fucking care what happened? What's still happening?
Sam.
It's Cleary's cops. They're on the mountain. They're making noises to scare people away. They're leaving this creepy shit out in the woods to validate their bullshit stories.
I'm gonna do my best on damage control, Samuel. But if Kyle dies or his parents sue, there's nothing I can do to keep you out of court. You will go to prison, Sam. Possibly for life.
I don't care about fucking prison!
You should care about fucking prison. How humiliating would that be? My son, the sheriff's son, in prison for murder. They won't be nice to you in there.
What about the truck? The green truck I came to the hospital in, Cleary's truck?
There's no truck at the hospital. I would have noticed Killian and Chevy.
Dad, it was fucking them. They have curls at Baraska. And Kimber.
Baraska, the shit again?
Dad. Whitney's up there.
Get out of the fucking car.
I saw her. I held her hand. I rubbed the blood back into her wrist, which had been restrained to a bed fucking years.
You get the fuck out of my car, Sam.
You still don't believe me about Whitney's disappearance? Or maybe you do. Maybe you always did. I saw her dollhouse in the woods. It was right next to Baraska. Who put it there? Have you always known that Whitney was on that mountain? Have you always known that she was up there, alone? Getting abused, tied down and knocked up, in fucking agony? Your own daughter? Have you been to Baraska, Dad? Move that gun out of my face.
Your delusions have made you insane. I don't care if you go to prison, Sam. You almost killed someone. You spread filth about my daughter? I would have liked to keep this all under control for your mother's sake. But you are not my son. Now get the fuck out of my car.
You'd really do it, wouldn't you? You'd kill me.
Sam, right now, I really don't know what I would do.
Kyle was right about you. We went over. We were supposed to be out of here by 7. It's almost 9. Do you have plans tonight?
Sam.
Just asking.
What you said. Everything you said.
Yeah.
It's true.
Is that a question?
It's not a question. What happened next? Did your father come for you?
No.
No. He never came for me.
Did you ever go home?
What home?
What happened to you?
Well, my car was gone from the parking lot, so I didn't have that. Towed, maybe. Or maybe Kimber took it. Maybe she got out. I had money from my job, so I stayed in a hotel on the edge of town until it ran out. And I slept behind the hotel, and it was summer, so it was fine.
Why didn't you stay with any of your friends?
Yeah, well, word got out that I was a violent thug, so no one wanted me around.
Why not leave town?
I was waiting to see what happened with Kyle. I checked the local paper every day. It was big news. When he went home from the hospital, I mean.
I read reports on that incident. He was in a vegetative state, wasn't he?
Yeah. And he probably still is. I went to his house once. And Parker was there alone with him. I just bullied my way in. Parker was terrified of me. I mean, I never would have hurt him, even though he was a little shit. I tried to talk to Kyle, but there was nothing there. He was gone.
And it wasn't you. You didn't do that to him.
I'm guilty of a lot, Leah, but not that.
What are you guilty of?
Putting the people I love in danger. Trusting the wrong ones. You know, if I hadn't held Sutton back from stopping that fight at the party, Kyle wouldn't have gotten his ribs broken. He might have gotten the jump on Cleary that day. He almost did. And what about the women I promised to come back for? The ones that I promised to help. It's been 10 years. So, they're still there or they're dead. And there's Whitney.
What happened to your sister, Sam?
Never found out for sure, but 2 weeks later, Mira and Owen had their baby.
I thought she was only 4 months pregnant.
Yes, see, you're not getting it. She was no months pregnant. Everybody was fucking infertile. She got a baby, and my sister met the shiny gentleman. The Baraska party was so loud that night I could hear it from my hotel. That's all I know about what happened to Whitney.
The sheriff's department in Butler County was running a trafficking operation.
Still is, I'm sure.
Did you try calling?
Oh, come on. Leah, I called everyone. I called in tips to the FBI, the state police. I called senators. I sent in tips on missing people from other counties to check out the mountain. Nothing came of any of it, ever. They told me it wouldn't.
And Kimber? What's that?
It's a letter. It was mailed to me from California about 6 years ago. I don't know how she got the address of the shithole I was staying in, but she did.
Kimber wrote you a letter.
Well, she didn't write me shit. She sent me a letter.
I'm confused.
You won't be. Dear Kimber, I don't know how to start this letter to you. The last one I'll ever write. Dear Kimber seems so formal. Doesn't represent the depth of my love for you. Read this and leave Drisking. I'm going to tell you something awful. And I know you aren't going to understand why we did the things we did. It was born out of love. At least that's what we told ourselves. As you read this letter, please remember that you will always be my daughter. I'm leaving this world because of what I've done to you. Not because of what you are. I don't want you to be ashamed of what you are. Because who you are is beautiful. We've done horrible things. And some of us live with the guilt better than others. You need to know it all. So I will start at the beginning. Decades ago, the women in Drisking started to become infertile. We were told it was because of all the iron ore in the water table. Iron can cause infertility, yes, but it was something more. Some enzyme they discovered in our blood that was stopping ovulation. Maybe it came from the water table, or maybe it was just God's way of telling Drisking to die. But the devil always finds a way to live. People look to religion as they always do, but the Prescotts solved the problem. It was an ugly solution. But most people were happy to look the other way when they had babies again. Families of their own. They were taking fertile girls up the mountain. Mostly women from other places, but some of them were ours. The ones whose blood they tested. The ones who didn't have that enzyme. They did something vile on the mountain. They impregnated the girls. And they gave us their babies. Who were they back then? I don't know entirely. Today it's the men of the Prescott family and Killian Cleary. And any other man willing to pay enough money. If the rumors are true. In town, we looked away. There were babies in carriages again. There was life. Businesses were reopening. Thomas Prescott owned everything, and the economy was good. So no one objected when he started to sell some of the babies on the side to rich, childless couples from other places. They'd have good homes after all. But then something else was whispered in Drisking. They were selling to human traffickers, to governments. It was a vile thing to think about. The Prescotts had to offer triple the price for girls, and sales were done in secret. But everyone knew where you'd meet them back then. An old treehouse in the woods. The Triple Tree. For triple the price. You kids play there now. In town, we became depraved. The call of the money, of the power. Teenage boys sold their girlfriends. Fathers sold their daughters. No woman was safe. It was madness. Those who objected were sent up the mountain to meet the shiny gentlemen, men and women alike. And the rest of us said nothing. And today it all remains. The true economy of Drisking, Missouri. There are parents, even today, who will sell their daughters back to the mountain if the blood is pure. A monstrous thing to do. All that awaits their children is torture and death. When they become too sick or too old to deliver profitable children, they're slaughtered like animals. The shiny gentleman, the machine on the mountain, it crushes their bodies and the blood and skin are stripped away until all that remains of them are their stolen children and the dust of their bones. It's spread over the mountain to hide our crimes. Not everyone knows it, but I know it. And here's what you might have guessed. You're one of these stolen children. But that's not the hardest thing I have to tell you. The hardest part is your name. The children of these unions are named after their fathers to keep from interbreeding. Think of all your friends, all the people you know in town. If their name begins with the letter P, they were born of the Prescott line. And if the names begin with K, they are Killian Cleary's children. And you, my little love, are Kimber. You must never tell them you know. They're dangerous men. You realize now why I'm telling you this. You must leave here. Never return and never say a word about what you know. Baraska has deep roots, decades of profitability, and lofty connections. So don't stay. Don't keep this letter. Don't ever return. We all have to answer for our sins. And I'm ready to burn in hell for mine. Love, Mom.
Can I see it? This is This is huge. We need to get things moving immediately.
There's nothing you can do except what I do.
What you do is medicate to protect yourself from the trauma of your past. It is not healthy, but it is understandable. Can I keep this letter just overnight so I can make a copy?
You can have it.
We're going to check all of this out, Sam. I am going to make some calls as soon as you walk out that door. And if there is a shred of possibility that this is true, I am not letting it lie.
I trust you.
You should, Sam. I believe you, and I will do everything I can. I'll be here at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Can you come by then?
I guess.
Okay. I have to make a call. I've got a friend in the sex crimes division. Yes, may I speak to Victoria Edelstein, please? Yes, I know, but this is urgent.
Celia.
Vic, hold on 1 second. Sam, 8 a.m., all right?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Trust me, I am on this. Do you trust me when I say that?
Yeah, Leah. I do.
Vic, who do you know in the feds?
You're home late?
Session went long.
I bet. You look like someone dumped a bucket of cold water on your soul.
Tara come by?
No.
I really need that fucking H.
No, you have heroin.
I need more of it.
For what?
Do you got any weed?
In the drawer.
Shit, this is dirt weed.
I told you this is Chicago.
I still don't know what that means. And can't you afford better weed than this with your hacking jobs?
No one calls it hacking, douche.
I'll just call burnout.
Yeah?
Hey, man. I need some dope.
You got money?
I'm willing to work.
How much you need?
A fuck ton.
Shit, man. I don't got that much work.
Then why do you keep sending Tara over here to recruit me?
Tara? Tara's in jail, man.
No. She's dodging you. She's been over here almost every day for weeks.
Oh, she's not, man. I just went to see her yesterday with her lawyer.
What?
I told you that wasn't her.
Well, who the fuck has been at my door every day looking for me?
I don't know, but it ain't Tara.
I gotta go.
Oh, I told you that wasn't Tara.
If it wasn't her, then who was it?
I don't know. She hasn't been by today yet. Then maybe she'll catch you. That's fucking late.
I don't know any other girls who would offer me work.
I didn't say work. I said job.
What's the difference?
The way she said it, I guess.
Does she...
I'll get it.
I'll fucking get it.
Well, you gonna fucking open it?
You.
Hello, Sam.
Hey there. Are you finally gonna introduce yourself to me, honey?
My name's Kimber, and I need to borrow your friend.
Baraska stars Cole Sprouse as Sam Walker. Additional performances by Daniel Weber as Kyle Landy, Nick Cigar as Officer Ramirez, Gary Galone as Deputy Number 1, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz as Woman Number 1, Julia Henning as Woman Number 2 and Nurse Number 1, Sean McGuire as Jimmy Prescott, Hendon Walsh as Woman Number 5, Richard Berge as Killian Clary, Sheila Carrasco as Nurse Number 2, Carmen Tonarelli as Ann Landy, Mark Derwin as Graham Walker, Lisa Edelstein as Leah Dixon, Bo Knapp as Eric Tucker, Mace Cornell as Burnout. Sarah Yarkin as Kimber Destara. Created by Rebecca Klingel. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Tess Harrison. Produced by Rob Herding, Dave Henning, Brian Cavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, and Cole Sprouse. Production executive, Tess Ryan. Original scoring composition by Darren Johnson. Recorded by Ryan Walsh, assisted by Neely Oftering. Edited by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Maria Mora and Juan David Chaparro Perez for Audio 4 Media. Mix and mastering by Ryan Sanchez. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli for Atomic Honey. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Assistant director, Miranda Sampson. Talent coordinator, James Gelberg. Artwork by Tomer Honka and Bryn Jones. Baraska is a Q-Code production.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.